Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. The late night anger match request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. People getting fired up in our chat. Shout out to Jazz in Kelowna. I saw there was a crazy crane crash in Kelowna, huh? I saw that. Like, it's crazy. I saw the news. Crane crashes. I'm like, oh, where's that? And I'm like, oh, wow. And then now I see, like, yeah, they're pulling bodies out still. Like, they have five people died or something. No one notices when people die anymore. Like, no one cares. Like, it really is nuts. You know what I mean? It's like, five people got shot in El Paso in a mall. It's like, hey, what? Hey, there's an unmarked grave. Another 150 kids. What? Oh, what? Huh? Look, I hear about Gabriel Landeskog. no one knows anything. It's nuts. Crazy stuff. Got to watch out for those cranes. So shout out to John Doe, California in the house. I don't know where Leg Show is at. I don't know where you at, Leg Show. I don't know where everybody's from. Degenerate Dean. Where's Degenerate Dean at? Are you in Toronto, Degenerate Dean? Are you in Toronto? I know Grinch is in Arizona. What's up, Iz? Where are you from, Iz? I know Iz is part of the McAfee crew and the Hammer Dog. Where are you from, Iz? You're tubing? I don't know where you're from. Blaker's in Montreal. I believe you're in Montreal. John is in Chicago, I know. Chris Brady, I know, is in the state of Washington. Reed, I'm not sure where Reed's from. Where are you at, Reed? I know you, Reed. I know your name, Reed. I know you, Reed, but I don't know where you're at. Lisa's from Texas. Lisa's tuning in right now from Austin. Oh, God, she's going to hate me. Sorry. Lisa's in Norman, Oklahoma, baby. Degenerate Dean, Langley, thank you. Oh, I saw Langley, B.C. has been voted one of the smartest communities in the world. So you must be because of you. I'm sorry, Lisa right now is like really like, man, what? Austin, Texas. What? I'm kidding. What's up, Iz? West Virginia, but in Scottsdale. We were just talking about West Virginia earlier in the day. There's a bar in New York City. It's the West Virginia Bar. Jack Doyle's, good place. Check it out. I think it's on 33rd. So let me ask you, Matthias, what do you think about the NBA Finals now? Milwaukee Bucks, can they pull off what your Clippers couldn't? Can they finish the job and come back and beat the Suns? What do you think?
I think they can. I think it's a solid point. They're getting beat up in the paint right now, especially on the board. They have a massive, massive matchup problem with Lopez and Giannis. They don't have enough bodies in there. And, in fact, the Clippers and the way that Anthony Davis for the Lakers, Ayton was having a great time. You know, he was talking about DeAndre Ayton and what happened. DeAndre Ayton is not so hardcore right now.
the late night anger, man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Shout out to everybody tuning in, including our AM radio affiliates. We did a little roll call just to see where everybody is. We got a lot of people tuning in Vegas. Leg Show, Arts District, Vegas. I like the Arts District. My buddy used to live, what's that big condo called there down there? They used to be the one. What's it called? I was going to move there and stuff, but I lived in, where did I live in Las Vegas? I lived in the Allure. I lived in that condo tower in Vegas on Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. You know the condo tower right next to the world's biggest gift shop? One of my favorite condos I've ever lived in, actually. I really liked that place. I really liked the neighborhood. Was really bad. But I liked the, I nearly got killed and robbed a few times behind the Naked City behind there. And I was nuts, too. Like, I used to walk through there with, like, $15,000 on me and stuff. And I remember, the cops always used to pull up and they'd be like, yo, like, they thought I was a tourist. They're like, yo, you should not be walking on this street. And I'd say, no, I live here. And they say, then why are you walking on this street if you know this? They always asked me. I was like, no, I'm good, bro, don't worry. I was like, I was good. A couple of times it got crazy. I nearly got robbed in the parking lot of the Stratosphere coming out once on that little side street there. And then another time I nearly got robbed in the same area. The gist of it is around the Stratosphere. I know. I like the, I love that. Yeah, Soho Lofts. Thank you. Soho Lofts. That was the name. I lived in Allure. You had, there's Sky. Right, Sky, there was the Sky Tower, the Turnberry. Man, I got a good memory. It's all coming back to me, baby. The Turnberry, that's where Taylor Stevens lived. The Turnberry's nice, but it's more uptight. It's like where the Westgate is and the Hilton is and stuff. It's okay. Basically, like, mine was cool. My neighbor was, you know, the tennis player Anna Ivanovic? My neighbor was her agent. So... like, I saw Anna Ivanovic in my hallway once. I was like, yeah, I picked the right building. I was like, damn, this is pretty cool. My condo is pretty much like hookers, porn stars, poker players, odds makers, and me. The late night anger match request continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree. I disagree.
Late night anger management class. Got people bashing Circus Circus. I will not stand for it in the chat here. I like Circus Circus. The one thing with Circus Circus, though, it smells like their carpet. It always smells like they're cleaning the carpet there. I know, trust me. I lived in the courtyard suites of Circus Circus for a while. So... I know that facility and property very well, but Circus Circus is probably the most generous with drink tickets out of anywhere in Vegas. Like, modern Vegas is cheap with drink tickets. Circus is good. Like, if you tip the guy at the sports window a couple of bucks, like, he'll give you, a stack of tickets. And what's cool is the tickets are good at the bar. And then, boom, you translate it. And it's funny. Like, you go to the bar, and you got to use two tickets for one. Because I'm like, I don't want your crappy, I don't want your crappy free vodka here. I was like, I need a Grey Goose. She's like, that's two tickets for one then. I'm like, no problem. I got 70 of them. So I used to just tip the guy like 20 bucks. I'd bet a game. I'd give the guy 20 bucks. I'd be like, any drink tickets, buddy? He'd give me like the book. I'd have a book of them. Like, I literally would have so many of them. Like, I didn't like giving them away because I didn't, like, you start giving away to everybody, then they're going to stop giving to me, right? It's one of those deals. You can't abuse it, right? I pissed the Strat off doing that. The Stratosphere used to give me like a book every night. Like, I didn't ever pay for a drink in my life in that place because I bet so much on sports. So, like, I used to bet and I'd be like, yeah, and give me the book. And it gave me literally like a book of drink tickets. But they got mad because I was giving them to, like, homeless people and, like, gangbangers and stuff, and they knew it. Like, once I nearly got killed, man, by a bunch of Hawaiian dudes. And I had to bribe the Matthias with, like, free drink tickets off. That's how I saved my ass. Like, I was in trouble. I was waiting in line to place a bet, the Super Bowl. And I was gone on a bender, Matthias. I was in a bad mood. I was like, I was not in the best of shape. It was the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl. And I'm in line at the Strat. And the Strat's like a dangerous place. Like you don't want to, like, I went there every night, so I was okay. But there were gangbangers for real. And, like, let me just cut to, there were murderers there and stuff. Right? So it was hardcore, man. Right? So, like, but I knew I was one of the locals. I was like one of the crew. They knew me. I got along with everybody. And so I'm in line, and I told someone, "You hurry the F up, man. This ain't amateur hour." And I'm really bitching about people taking a long time Super Bowl to place bets. And I pissed the wrong guy off in front of him and ahead of the line. Turned around. It's a big, like, Samoan Hawaiian dude. Like, he said, "Are you talking to me?" I was like, no, kind of, but it was no turning back. And he basically said, "I'm going to effing kill you." He said, "I'm going to place my bet and I'm going to kill you." I swear with this, he was like three guys ahead and lying to me, right?
Stab you in the neck.
And I'm standing in line and I'm like, I didn't want to be a bitch and just like run away, you know what I mean? So I'm like, but I was like, I also knew, I'm like, dude, like, this guy's serious. Like, he's going to punch me in the face in like a minute here. Like, so I'm kind of standing there and I get on my phone and I call Sheldog, our boy Sheldog, because he's coming over to meet me here. And I tell him, listen, I can't, don't come here. We got to go somewhere else. So I said to him, I said, I just pissed off the wrong group of dudes, man. I said, this is bad. I said, I'm not sitting here all day because I'm going to get murdered. And I said, I'm not messing with these guys. And, he's like, no. He goes, you're good. Just talk your way out of it. You're good. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, I can't talk my way out of this. I'm like, all right, I'll see what I can do. So, buddy looks at me and stuff. He points at me when he walks out of the line type thing. And he goes to his buddies. He's got like a bunch of massive dudes, man. And they're all looking at me laughing and stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm in trouble, like, for real. So, I place my bet. And I sit down again at the Strat. I'm sitting there kind of like at the sports book, kind of like, you know, it's almost like a prison scene or something. Like, I'm about to get shanked, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what do I do? I was like, I'm not fighting the guy. Like, dude, the guy was built like an offensive lineman. There was no if. Like, I could have hit him over the head with a beer bottle and I still would. Like, there was nothing I could do. Like, short of me shooting the guy. So, like, and even then, I better hit him in the heart. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, man, I'm sitting there and I just sort of look down, like, in my hand, and I've got like 100 drink tickets. Like, I bet, like, you know, $13,000 on the game type thing. So I had, like, a stack of drink tickets, man. And I was like, you know what? All I can do is man up here, man. All I can do is man up. I thought about it. I was like, the best thing you can do here is man up and approach them. I went right up to their table, man. And I said, yo, bro, I said, sorry for the misunderstanding. I said, I got a little impatient. I said, you know, Super Bowl, I'm a little wired up and stuff. And I said, it wasn't you that was pissing me off. I said, it was someone else in line. But I said, I'm sorry, because he said you disrespected me. That's what he said. I said, I really sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect you. And I said, have some drink tickets, man. And I gave these guys like 40 drink tickets. I'm like, I got some drink tickets, bro. And then the guy tells me, he goes, who did you bet on anyways? And I said, San Francisco. And he goes, effing right. And he shakes my hand. And then he goes, I was just telling my boys that I thought you were pretty ballsy, man, to be mouthing off to me. And then they all like me. I was like, hey, man, you know what I mean? Rest of the day, they're high-fiving every time you walk by. Because I manned up at this. I went up to the table. I said, I'm sorry. It was a misunderstanding. Here's some free drink tickets. Free drink tickets can help you out of a jam, bro.
Hey, Gabe, you know what? What you did showed true character. And in today's world, that's hard to find, my friend. That was true character right there.
Well, I was just scared. I figured that was the best option.
Well, most would have left. Most would have walked out the back door and said, sayonara.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, but I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, no, I'm not like running out of here. Like, you know what I mean? So I just defused the situation. And I see it now. Did you see the video with this? You see that? I retweeted it. It was after the Conor fight. Somebody walked into the bathroom after the fight in Vegas and said, F Ireland, F the Irish. Like, he just walked in, not into anyone specifically. Like, you know, it's an emotional place, the UFC, after a fight. People are, like, yelling, and what if you had the win, and, like, it's pretty crazy. So someone walked in, yeah, F Conor McGregor, F the Irish. He got knocked out in, like, 5 seconds. Right away, someone turned around and said, what? And just didn't even, no smack talk, Matias. Just turned around and boom. That's the whole thing. You got to learn, like, I've learned, you know, that's why I made the mistake that day. Dude, like, just like the guys in Denver, bro. I'm telling you, Matias, you run your mouth nowadays, bro. You'll get what's coming to you, and you're going to end up being a laughingstock on YouTube or on Periscope. I don't want that happen to me. Hey, look at Morenci getting beat up at the Stratosphere, like all over the internet. That's not happening.
The days of peace have sailed on by, Gabe. No more.
It used to be, you know, sort of like, all right, you know, what it was before, you knew who, like, all right, this guy don't mess with him, and the fighters would fight. Nowadays, Matisse, you don't know, bro. Like, the skinniest guy in the room might be a black belt and, like, choke your ass out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. You might mess, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Like, you know, like, and I notice nowadays in the modern era, people aren't into going back and forth. Someone just is going to throw first. Right? Like, someone's going to throw. Oh, trust me, I've been in the middle of that. Dude, I saw one of the biggest brawls of my life, and it was also Hawaiian Samoan guys. They started going with the LVPD in Mandalay Bay. It was out of a movie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Omarenci, Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Of course, shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's bring in Mike Blewett to talk some baseball. Let's talk NFL football. A lot of stuff I want to get to with Mr. Mike Blewett. Blewett, always a pleasure, my man. Sports Grid's very own. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, buddy. I, for one, did not mind the uniforms at the All-Star game. Well, you know what? There's been a lot of uniform talk on Game Time Decisions. Cam is the new uniform police, and it all started because I said I thought that the City Connect jerseys in San Francisco were cool,
yeah.
And I'm like the only one in America that thinks so. And they actually went 3-0 wearing those jerseys.
I like it.
I was not a fan of the All-Star jerseys, but that's, you know, that whatever. We don't have enough time to get into that because
okay.
There's been a lot of jersey discussions over the last week here. But speaking of the All-Star game, and congratulations, Mike Blewett's a family man, happily married, family man.
Yes.
And
yes.
We invited Mike on the show yesterday, and he said he couldn't do it. I'm thinking, yeah, he's big-timing this. He said, oh, so it's my daughter's birthday. And I was like, that's a pretty good reason why you can't come on.
Yeah.
So it's your daughter's birthday. You have your daughter's birthday party. And at the same time that you were having dinner and, you know, slip and slide and pools and the whole nine yards, you know, with your kids, I was on the air saying, I'm tired of seeing these kids run around in the outfield at the home run derby. And I've said this years ago. I said, number one is dangerous. So I imagine that the parents have to sign a waiver saying, listen, if your kid takes a line drive off the face, it's not Major League Baseball's fault. Number two, I find it to be distracting, right? The balls are flying out there, and you got a million kids running into each other, running around for the baseballs, and it finally happened. They had to take a kid off on a stretcher the other night, Mike.
Yes, yes, sir. So I would like to say that I can delineate between my dedication to my family and try to be an objective reporter.
Would you let your kids go in the outfield? Would you say, all right, here, honey, here's the glove?
So I guess if posited with, hey, your son Owen, my son Owen plays baseball. He's 8 years old. He'll be 9 this fall. If next summer they're like, hey, you can give your son a chance to be in the home run derby outfield, I would be flattered and I would really want him to have that opportunity. But as a dad looking out for his safety, I would also be like, I don't think you're ready for this.
Listen, unless you're a little Matt Cassel in the Little League World Series, I don't think you should be out there. Like,
I agree. So,
and let's be real, Mike, who is it? Who are those kids? I'm assuming it's the... You know, the son of Coca-Cola and Bud, you know, Coors and other sponsors.
Anheuser-Busch, Coors, MasterCard is a big sponsor of the All-Star Game. So the kids out there aren't the elite 12-year-olds or 14-year-olds. They're the son of the chief marketing officer of one of these corporate companies. It's not... they didn't qualify to be there. There are perhaps some local Little Leaguers that... kick butt and qualified to be there. But honestly, this is the smallest subset of society that can hit a baseball the hardest and farthest. And we're putting kids out there to potentially catch it.
I wouldn't want to be out there. I can catch a baseball. Those balls take, they move. They take, like, they. You can be out there thinking, oh, I got this. Next thing you know, you're taking it off the face. Yeah. You're not used to catching Sal Perez's line drives. It's like a different speed. Like, it's a different, like, full of, hell, we see guys softball hacks take it to the face and stuff. I got it, right?
Joey Gallo? The one thing we know about Joey Gallo is that he can hit a baseball over 120 miles an hour. You know, like, guys like that.
I don't even like sitting. I don't. You know, it's been a little while, actually, since I've been to a baseball game. But I was at a hockey game last week, and I was right behind the net. And let me tell you, I told someone sitting next to me, I said, thank God for these nets over the glass, man. Because I used to go to hockey games when there was no nets over the glass. Mm-hmm. And it was scary, bro. It wasn't cool. Like, I didn't like it. It ruined the experience of being at the game, knowing you can get killed at any minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not fun. Like,
HBO
it really
Real
isn't
Sports.
Fun.
HBO Real Sports did a study on baseball fans that had been hit by errant baseballs. This is before netting was in vogue and before it became widespread. And these people were permanently blinded. They were permanently injured by things like that. And I, too, it sounds like perhaps to some out there, they're brave and they think we're being scaredy cats. But I'm telling you, in the moments when I had tickets right behind the dugout at Yankee Stadium, I didn't want to have my head on a swivel at all times. And even if I did, I was probably going to miss it. And it was going to hit me in the face. And
you
I played baseball my whole
net.
Life.
Got to be right behind the plate or a little higher up.
Yeah.
You know what's really scary, too? People don't realize it. Standing on the sidelines of a football game.
Yeah, dude.
It's no joke, man.
Yeah.
It's no joke. I've been on the sidelines of pro games, and I've been on the sidelines. Like, I nearly got killed in Texas once, bro, at a high school / college all-star game. And... dude, like, I'm on the sidelines, and, you know, the running back's coming at you, and it's like 3D, bro. You're like, well, he's coming close. I was like, nah, I'm all right. He's gonna cut. He's gonna turn. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's running out of bounds. And let me tell you, they don't care about you on the sideline standing there. Like, you're not their concern. So here I'm standing there, and I'm like, this is getting closer. It was almost like a wave, Mike. I'm on the beach. And at the last second, I'm like, this is not going to end well. And I totally, like, jumped backwards. And I was smart to do it, bro. It was Roberson on Northwestern. He came flying in, man. Flying in. It was good guys. Brian Johnson, Utah Utes was the quarterback.
Yeah.
It was the All-Stars in Houston, Texas. They were all from Texas. And, man, it was a fast-paced game, bro. And I really got murdered on the sidelines a few times. And it was funny, Mike, because at the start of the game, I was right on the sideline. Like, I was right up at the front. Bro, by the end of it, I was, like, next to the band.
You're behind.
I was like, I didn't want to be, like, behind. I kept the moving Gatorade back. Cooler. I was like, moving back and back. I was like, I'm good. Here. I'm good. I don't need to be any closer. I'm good. I'm not going to get run over. I remember I talked to the doctor that night. I was there. I was on the sideline because someone got hurt. And I said, man, it's dangerous on the sideline here, huh, Doc? And he said to me, he told me he was a doctor in Texas at Katy High School, too. So I was at the Mecca, Katy Stadium.
That's where Roger Clemens is from.
Exactly. So David Klinger played there. We can go on, right? They all played there, right? So the doctor told me, though, most dangerous sport in America, high school sports, most injuries, cheerleading. He was telling me, broken necks and really ugly
stunts,
stuff.
The stunts in and addition
football
to
kids,
all of
like casual injuries. He said the cheerleaders get injured for real. That's what he told me. He's like, some of these cheerleaders like get really hurt.
Yeah.
You know, like they get flipped in the air. It's like they're gymnast. It's over the top. All right, Mike. So, you know, I tweeted this out earlier today, Mike. What is it about NFL players at this time of the year? So I said this last week about coaches. I was talking to Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com. And I said, if you're a coach, this is when you take the wife to Europe for a week. This is where you're like, yeah, you know what? We went sailing with the family because it's about to be go time for real. And there's no turning back and it's a 24/7 operation. But this is the time of year as well where daily NFL players will get arrested. And I don't know if it's like a subconscious thing where they're like, you know what? I'm going to be in camp in about 10 days, so I better do all these stupid things. I'm going to go out and you know what I mean? I'm going to handle this beef I got with this guy now because the season's starting.
Yeah.
I know, you know what? I've got a drinking problem and I got to chill out when I get to camp, so I'm going to go on a little mini bender here before I show up. When we're seeing it daily, I mean, you're going to see in the next month, guy, college kids are getting kicked off of teams daily, right?
Sure.
But Richard Sherman surprises me, always known as one of the most intelligent guys in football.
Yeah, there are more and more details coming out as we are talking, and it is pretty serious, right? There's a car accident involved.
The car accident's the biggest problem for him because the domestic battery is kind of exaggerated in the sense of he didn't batter anybody, number one. He didn't steal anything. The burglary, domestic battery, I guess in the state of Washington, if your spouse calls the police, that's the term immediately. Yeah. So number one, he didn't punch, he didn't attack his wife. But you're right, it's pretty ugly. I guess, you know, he was in a hit and run. He caused damage. He left the scene. And then he tried to break into a house that his family was into.
Yeah, yeah. So
And then a police dog needed to subdue him, too,
that's right?
Right,
because he struggled. The early report is that he may have struggled with police. So I think there's a lot more details to come out. I think it is a surprising name, but to your greater point, as much as coaches and GMs, this is their only time of the year to somewhat relax. I think it's probably the GM's least favorite time of year because everybody's off on their own volition to do whatever they want to do. They can go to Europe. They could drive around. They party a little bit. There's a lot of young guys with a lot of money. What would you do if you were young and you had a lot of money? You'd be out partying. You'd be going to a beach town.
If I was their agent,
especially after COVID, Gabe. I mean, this is the backdrop of all of this.
Yeah.
A lot of people have not had an opportunity to hang out in the way that people can hang out now.
There's a common pattern with all this. Hometowns. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was an agent, it's one of the first things I would tell them. I know it sucks. You want to go home and drive around in your car and be the big shot and show up at the bar, and I know you want to do it. Don't.
Fly your family out.
You miss somebody in your hometown, you fly them out here, and we'll all go out together. You bring them out to L.A. You know what I mean? You bring them out to Florida here, and you're not going back to Alabama. You're not going back to Louisiana. The cops are going to be on your ass. Like, you know what I mean? You see it all the time, bro. All the time.
Yeah, and I agree.
Look at James Harden got stopped by the cops even.
And by the way, Gabe, I went to a Division I football school when Tom Coughlin was the head coach. And the second school ended, he didn't want those guys going home at all. He wanted them there the whole summer so he could sort of keep watch of them. He didn't want them going to their hometown to work out in their own gym. He wanted them on a workout program, and he didn't want them leaving campus for a reason. So at the pro level, you're right, agents need to get involved. At the college level, I think there's a reason beyond the ability to keep an the main reason is the ability to keep an eye on these guys during the summer. It's not always a major incident like we're potentially seeing with Richard Sherman, but there's a lot of guys who get in trouble, and it's what we have to talk about this time of year because it can impact teams in a significant way.
Mike Lewin kicking with us. The late night anchor man will continue. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everywhere. Radio, the internet, TV, satellite, and our mobile app. We make it easy. Like, real easy. In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Race Late Night continues, Sirius XM Channel 204. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with Mike Blewett. All right, Mike, let's talk about what's going on the field. And first things first, I saw you tweeting out a fantasy football team that you drafted. Yeah. And I saw that Kyler Murray was your quarterback.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me about Kyler Murray, why you selected him, where did you select him, where do you think he's worthy, where would you rank Kyler Murray as far as quarterbacks coming into the year, because I'm very high on the Arizona Cardinals this year. They play in a tough division, but I really like what they've been building. I like the coaching staff, I like the players, I like the draft picks, I like the free agent signings, I like the trades. There's a lot to like, and let's be real, Mike, Arizona are all in right now. They're trying to win now.
Absolutely. I do think they made some good decisions during the offseason. What concerns me, and I think what probably is your biggest concern, is I don't know that Cliff Kingsbury has worked out all the kinks in his late game on-field coaching scenarios, but they have a lot of firepower. In terms of the fantasy draft I did, it's Scott Fishbowl. It raises a lot of money for Toys for Tots. It's a big industry draft, 2,000 participants and all. It's a unique draft in that it's a super flex, so you're going to play two quarterbacks there. That's why I took Kyler Murray fifth overall. You're playing two quarterbacks on a week-to-week basis. My big decision there was Kyler versus Josh Allen. It was kind of a coin flip scenario. I didn't know what the reason I took Kyler is because I thought I would have a better chance of stacking him with DeAndre Hopkins than I would with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. I was wrong about that because I could have gotten Allen and Diggs, but I really went with Kyler because I thought Hopkins would slide a little further and I could stack those both. It's a unique format, so I felt like I needed to do that. Would I change my mind? Tough to say. I think Kyler's going to put up a lot of touchdowns, and I think Allen's going to be great too.
I think they're both going to have massive seasons. I think they're both legitimate MVP contenders, actually. Let me ask you about that. But one thing with Josh Allen, if you look, the rushing yards have come down. I mean, look, he still gave you nearly 500 last year on the ground, but he doesn't want to run as much as he used to. And they don't want him to run as much as he used to either, right?
Yeah.
I think Kyler Murray will still scramble a little bit more if it's there. But the thing is, it's not like the Bills have a potent ground attack, right? They're built around Josh Allen.
Yeah, but we saw the most improvement of any player last year from 2019 to 2020 was Josh Allen sitting in the pocket throwing the ball. It was really impressive, right?
Yeah,
he was much more accurate. His completion percentage has gone up 16% in 2 years.
Do you think they have a better core of wide receivers now? Do you prefer Emmanuel Sanders more than John Brown?
I do as a player, but John Brown, you have to give him a lot of credit for what he was able to do in 2019.
He was one-dimensional, though. He was vertical.
I think
he ran straight down the field.
I think that's who he is. I think Emmanuel Sanders, I actually expected a lot more out of him last year in New Orleans, but we also had injuries to Drew Brees, and they were running the ball in a unique way. They were playing ball close to the line of scrimmage, which may not be Emmanuel Sanders' game. But
Gabriel Davis? Do you think he's ready for a breakout season?
Well, if you were able to see the entire chart of my team, Gabriel Davis is on that team as well. I thought the value I got him at, and for you fantasy players out there, is really interesting. It's going to be difficult, Gabe, for Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs to repeat their performance. At best, I think they repeat it. I think at best. You could expect some regression, but that's not a criticism of them. I just think functionally it would be hard for Josh to go up to 45 touchdowns and Diggs to catch even more passes.
Yeah.
I was more impressed. I was totally impressed with Stephon Diggs, but for Gabriel Davis to come in as a rookie and be as good as he was in clutch games, playoff games, Gabe, I was really impressed with him. I like him as a part of their offense. Cole Beasley is in the news for a lot of other reasons. I don't know if he'll miss games as a result of COVID complications at any point,
that's a good point.
The Gabriel Davis thing, I think, is real in Buffalo, and I think he becomes a part of the offense, particularly because, as you say, they don't have a reliable ground attack.
Mike Blewett, kick it with us. We're talking NFL football. I am Gabriel Morency, SiriusXM Channel 24, Sports Grid Radio Networks. I saw earlier today, Mike, that 9 teams in the NFL have 85% of their players vaccinated.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and they're not disclosing. There's no official, these are the 9 teams, but there were some teams are sort of more open about it. Tomlin's been very, your Steelers.
Yeah.
Has been very, and he said, I think the fact that we're so vaccinated will be an advantage for us.
Yeah.
We won't have disruptions. So, you know, I don't want to get into people's personal business. It is what it is. I can tell you I've been vaccinated, and I wish I had 5G in my veins. My cell phone service would be better. And, you know, nothing's sticking to me like a magnet. And I wish it did because I'd never lose my keys. Right? But I'm not going to get into people's business. But you just raised something. As a fantasy football player that plays for money or as a bettor, something you wouldn't mind knowing. Like, put it this way, Mike. Talent A, talent B have the same numbers. One guy's vax, one guy isn't.
Yeah,
I'm taking the vax guy, Mike.
This
is from a fantasy football perspective. Am I crazy?
And no, I think given the scenario that you just posed, you'd go with the guy that was vaccinated if for no other reason that Cole Beasley, for example, could test positive and be asymptomatic but not allowed to play in a given week. Look, the NFL is going to have a lot of policies in place for players that are vaxxed and not vaccinated for them to continue to be able to compete. You and I both gave the NFL by the end of the year last year a lot of credit for being able to get through it and keeping everybody mostly safe. Certainly nobody got sick, no players got sick to the point where they're hospitalized for any extended period of time, and I think they'll continue to be able to do that. But yeah, given the scenario you posed, of course, and in the draft that I was in, it clearly impacted Beasley just because he's been outspoken about it.
We know he's not vaccinated. Right? In the same way they would have for a guy that put up those numbers, huh?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. He clearly dropped a lot because I think people are just concerned about it.
Yeah. Interesting. And it's funny, too, because it's not so much. I don't think McDermott cares. I think he'd tell him, bro, I don't care what you do, but you're a distraction and you're gone. Like, word is he's on the fence now already, right? That they think, you know what? You're not a team guy. It's not about your whatever. You just say you're a team guy or you're not.
Yeah.
Right, it's one of those type of deals. So let me ask you about the MVP. I talked about this earlier in the week, but I'd like to get more opinions on it. So Mahomes is 5-1, Rodgers is 10-1, Brady's 12-1. Then you get Josh Allen at 13, Dak Prescott 15, Lamar 17. Poorly, I don't know what it is with Lamar. Eh? People can't, like, last year they were mad at him, remember, because he was working out with him on a mask. This year they're mad at him because he's playing football on a basketball court. It's like, oh, Lamar can't buy a break. Hey, at least he's not getting arrested, everyone. Chill out. Yeah. So, Josh Allen, I think there's value. If you're betting this, I thought there was value with Josh Allen at 13-1.
Yep.
And I think there's value with Kyler Murray at 23-1.
Yep.
Dak Prescott's 15-1. Lamar's 17-1. Stafford's 17-1. Wilson's 20-1. Herbert's 20-1. And then Kyler Murray's 23-1. Baker Mayfield 26. Tannehill 32. What's your thought on the FanDuel MVP odds?
I'd take Dak out of the MVP conversation, but he's at 2-1 right now for comeback player of the year. I think you have to bet that now because I don't think you're going to get a better price from here on out.
What about DuVernay-Tardif? Is that crazy that the media throws him a comeback?
I think that would be really cool, but we all know how this works. This is about narratives, and that is a cool narrative. But it ain't as cool as being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
They'll write some stories about it, but in the end, they won't vote for him.
That's right.
They'll make him feel good.
He's a guard. He's a guard. How much did he really help? Like, people don't vote for guys like that. You know, like if Dak and the other guy and Saquon and Burrow and McCaffrey don't play well or Nick Bosa.
I'm going with Winston comeback player of the year. That's my guy.
I like it. I like the value there. I like everything you said on the MVP race. I think the Bucs are really going to crush it this regular season. Brady put up monster numbers last year. I don't know that he exceeds those, but I think the Bucs over is going to get crushed, and that could lead you to having Brady at 12-1, which is interesting. I'll take another shot at Kyler because if they thread the needle and are able to win that division, in which I think is the toughest division top to bottom in football, I think Kyler's got a shot. And I know not everybody loves him, and he's polarizing to some, but if the Browns are able to win that division and really challenge for one of the best records in the AFC, Baker Mayfield at 26-1 would have to be a part of that. I'm not saying he's a favorite. I'm saying at 26-1, he's somebody that you should consider. Seeing as how they ended the season last year, he played great in the last 6 weeks. And if the Browns can win that division, Baker would have an inside track, at least for the narrative of winning MVP. It'll still be hard to beat Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady or even Aaron Rodgers should he decide to play for the Packers again.
Mike Blewett kicking it with us. Let's talk about offensive rookie of the year and a guy that is on your team. And I tell you what, the odds keep dropping, bro. Wow. Because I remember Najee Harris was like 17-18-1. So offensive rookie of the year, Trevor Lawrence, plus 270. This is all at FanDuel. Justin Fields, plus 550. Zach Wilson, 7-1. Trey Lance, plus 750. Mac Jones, 10-1. So let's start off at the top. So Trevor Lawrence could put up some decent numbers. Overall, you know, the media is going to hype him up and they're going to cover him. But will he do enough to actually, you know, win rookie of the year? I don't know. Justin Fields isn't the starting quarterback yet. Zach Wilson being the third overall pick, third choice is ridiculous. This kid's going to be running for his life.
Totally agree.
Trey Lance isn't the quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo's the quarterback.
I agree. You're speaking my language, buddy.
Yeah. So Mac
the top
Jones,
five guys, we got two guys that are playing every game.
So Mac Jones is not the quarterback, right, still. And he might be the quarterback, and you and I talked about then. Belichick is sort of patient. He might get into week 5, 6, and you know, whatever, 7, you know what I mean? He ain't the quarterback. Cam Newton's the quarterback.
Right.
Najee Harris is the running back of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sure.
And a team that has talked, so talk to me. You're the Steeler guy.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger's older, so we know he doesn't have any arm strength, so you know it'd be a good idea. Let's throw the football 54 times every game. Right? So, and Tomlin used to talk, we got to get back to our identity. Was that lip service, or is it the fact that Snell and Connor just couldn't get it done? And are you buying in that they're going to use Najee Harris and they're going to run this kid into the ground?
Well, the part that bothers me about the Najee Harris pick is I almost feel like Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin didn't even make the pick. The Rooneys were talking about it from the time the season ended that we have to get back to basics and have to get a running back. I feel like that was an ownership pick, which is pretty rare for the Steelers. That's one thing that bugs me. I think that the offensive line was the worst in the NFL last year. It got progressively worse throughout the year. And you could say, well, there's nowhere to go but up. But I don't know when I look at it that it's clearly gotten better. David DeCastro was by far the most talented player on the line. He's not on the team anymore and is talking about retirement. Pouncey did retire. Villanueva leaves. Zach Banner comes back, but he's coming in off an ACL. So
it's a rebuilt O-line you're talking about then.
Totally. There's four different guys. And I just think that expecting not to just play through that and be great is a lot to ask. I think he can have a really good season. It could mirror Le'Veon Bell's rookie season where there was a lot of touches and a lot of promise, but not necessarily that efficient. By year two, Le'Veon Bell was proving himself to be the best back in the league. Trevor Lawrence is going to play a lot of games. I do think Justin Fields is interesting because you and I both don't think Andy Dalton's going to last long.
So and the Justin Bears could Fields, be good.
Yeah, they could be. They could
be. They were a playoff team.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Last year. People always forget that. Mike blew it. Man, we're out of time already. Time flies by when we talk football. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for the time, Mike.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Warning. All right, it's been another super fast 180 minutes, full court press. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Shout out to all of our loyal, hardcore rageaholics out there like Sooner Lisa. Shout out in Norman, Oklahoma. We do have to get a Sooner helmet for the rotation up and running. Shout out to Big Will in Toronto, Chris Brady in Seattle, who thinks the Seattle Seahawks are the greatest organization in the history of sports. He's mad. Where's Russell Wilson for MVP? Listen, I love Russell Wilson, but that's a really tough division. We're going to really start talking football next week as the NBA playoffs wind down. We're going to be on the Olympics, too, but you know, listen, I've already started to click. And for the record, for people that missed it, I tweeted it out earlier. I said I bet $500 on something in the Olympics to win gold. It was Japan. That's who I took in baseball. I've got Japan to win the gold medal in baseball. And it's in Japan. Obviously, the Olympics are in Japan, so they have the home field advantage, even though it's not going to be fans. They have the home country advantage. And quite frankly, they have the best players in the tournament as they shut their league down. The Japanese league is, without exception and without any debate, the second best league in baseball. The Japanese league's the real deal, man. Look at the guys that they've produced, right? Like, the Japanese league's the real deal. It's in Japan. They shut their pro league down specifically for the Olympics. They're going to steamroll everybody. FanDuel's got it at plus 160. Grab it. It shouldn't be that high. Other spots, it's not that high. Japan rolls, wins gold. I put 500 on it. We'll have more Olympic gold picks to come. Other than that, you're on your own later.
We do this 24 hours a day, working hard to bring you the news you can use.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.